councillors, pleasure of declaring this meeting of the Wiltshire Council open. Draw your attention to the agenda that's before us. There are no, the only apologies we have are Mr. Steve Vincent and Mrs. Ali Lewis. I think that should be illegal. I think she should be allowed to leave. We have a declaration of interest for Councillor Martin, and I just would like to commend Councillor Martin. I think it's lovely that she's provided Mick with a running around the room. So Mick now has his exercise area.
It's to pay the use.
Mr. President, can I apply for a leave of absence for June, please?
Yeah, I should have that. Yeah, good. Can you enlighten me? Councillor Ridgway, Councillor Down, and Councillor Maxwell will be granted a leave of absence for
the June meeting.
For the June meeting. All those in favour? Thank you. 8-0. Who is in favour? Second. Thank you. Councillor Ridgway, Councillor Martin, Councillor Brown. Okay. And condolences. Flag has been flown at half mast for John Stewie, which would have shocked me, but we said.
I heard that Helen had.
Helen's not
bad. Bad term as well.
She's not
so.
She has been working.
Thoughts to them.
So moving on to 7.1. This is the last meeting, but I have a move to the second before the officer's recommendation, please. Councillor Martin, Councillor Sattler. Are there any comments on those minutes? Anyone raise if not, then I'll vote. All those in favour of the motion, please. 8-0, thank you. Right, we're straight into it. And planning services 9.1.
I need to.
And yeah, Councillor Martin, having declared an interest, is now leaving the chambers in accordance with her declaration of interest. Right, so may I have a mover and a seconder for the officer's recommendation, please, on page 10. Councillor Brown, Councillor Maxwell. Stephen, all over to you.
Thank you, Mr. President. The proposal, I believe, was submitted on the grounds of community interest, expressed through various social media channels, and then Councillor Martin proposed the application on the table. I think it's a good initiative. It's run through an initiative called Sniff Space, which manages these kinds of things. Very low impact. The planning question on the table today is if it's is it compatible in that rural zone, and I believe it is. Here's the positive recommendation.
Questions to Stefan, anyone? If not, all those in favour of the motion, please. Thank you. 7-0. Councillor Martin is now re-entering the room.
Thank you. Yep.
Welcome back, Councillor Martin.
Thank
you. Move on to 9.2, application for a machinery shed. The officer's recommendation on page 15. Please have a move in a second. Councillor Sattler. Right, Stefan. Could you please just enlighten us on this application?
Sure, so it's, the application is for a full machinery storage shed, as explained in the documentation. It goes 152 square metres beyond what is permissible under the Shire's outbuilding policy, which is 1,000 square metres maximum size in that zone. I believe it's reasonable to grant approval because it is being used for primary production purposes. It's simply a requirement for an effective farm.
Questions to Stefan?
Is that just because the machinery is getting bigger, or is it the big shed because machinery is getting bigger?
Yep.
Possibly.
Or Robert.
Makes one wonder whether we should be looking at the permissible sizes.
Well, was this National Construction Code has concessions for farm sheds up to 2,000 square metres?
Yeah, that's from the building permit side of things, so this is planning,
conservation, land use. Yeah.
Certainly, it's something that we can look at.
Yeah. But I mean, you look at things practically anyway, so as long as the guidelines are there, then you can work with them.
Yes. Yeah. the council meeting, there is a departure from the policy in the residential zone, so this is really no different.
Yeah.
If the unique circumstances dictate that it won't set up a desirable business, which I don't believe is.
Any further comments or questions?
Sorry, yes. I just have one question for Stefan. So when it's looked at a shed for a rural property, is it taken into account the other sheds that are on the property as it happens in the town zone?
No.
No.
Other sheds in the rural zone, at least there's not an aggregate sum total.
No.
Limitation.
So there's no knowledge of that at the time that an application is submitted?
No. This is actually the second big shed that was approved for this property.
Oh, yes,
previous
yes,
one
no,
was
I understand that. I'm just referring back to Councillor Maxwell's suggestion of reviewing the planning policy as to the size of the sheds, and if we don't actually take account of how many square metres of shed space is already there, probably
been a lot increasing
because sheds are becoming larger and people do prefer to put their stuff inside
a
shed which
have
more machinery and
it's
bigger.
I'm happy to increase it or suggest to council that it be increased to 2,000 square metres in the
local
policy.
Perhaps look at the large size sheds that we've been getting applications for, because there have been quite a few that have come over the last 10 years or so.
This honestly is only the second one since 2013.
So
we put one in.
There's Lola,
which was prior.
There's hay sheds that go in that are, and I imagine this previous one was a hay shed because that's huge.
Has to be.
Then they had this huge hay shed chock a block full this year, and God knows how many hundred thousand ton on the ground outside.
Easy done.
No further questions? All those in favour of the motion? Thank you. First APM, Building Shed. Moving on to 11.1, monthly financial report. Officer's recommendation, page 23. Mark Prezzi, I'll move in second to that motion. Councillor Martin, Councillor Maxwell, thank you. Simon, over you. Any comments or questions to Simon? And could I ask, please, when you're asking a question to Simon, could you please identify yourself for the purpose of the report?
Thanks, Mr. President. So obviously got the notes of the material variances there, so if there's any specific questions about those, happy to take them. Otherwise, everything's tracking pretty well. We've obviously still got our interest earnings coming through, which is good. We have just transferred some $1 million over into cash. So it's just with our cash flow. Starting to get some quite big bills now with Bremner Road and the storm damage as well, so it's going to keep a bit of a tap on cash flow. Otherwise, everything's ticking on pretty well. Informed you in the council briefing about the penalty charges on the Bremner Road Bridge, so that's obviously unexpected. That will flow through now into the reports, but I think that job will still be within budget, even with that penalty.
Questions to Simon for the financial report? If there are none, may I have a vote on this, please? All those in favour, acceptable. Thank you very much. Thank you. Moving on to 11.2, Council paid by authority. The officer's recommendation on page 32, may I please have a move in the second? Council Ridgeway, Council Martin. Again, Simon, over to you. Now, quick, Council, if you have any questions, please just jump in and ask them, and just identify yourself if you can. Thank you.
Councillor Martin. For the Beverley River Care Group, it's payment 11165 says rejected, then there's 11173 paying it again, and then there's 11181 paying it again. All on page 35.
I'm not sure what's happening. But I think their bank details are something about their corporation or something originally. But then, yeah, they should only probably be two. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, not sure what.
Thank you.
I have one financial and another one relative to it, but it's clarity. So, So the Focus Network, so we've had a few accounts with them over the last month, so they've been doing a bit of extra work for the Shire.
Yeah.
So is that normal, or we had something extraordinary that's been needed for them? See, some of it was equipment as well.
Yeah, so we've replaced a few laptops.
Yeah.
Part of our renewal, which we have budgeted. They've done some networking work for our CCTV cameras in the depot.
Oh, yes,
which was, of course. That was a bit extra that we weren't banking on.
Yeah.
And then if there's like additional hours for project work that they don't cover under their terms of reference, we're going to get charged separately for those.
And can you tell me, are Boot and Ernie the photocopiers?
They are, yes.
Good, thank you. That's on page 35 for anyone that's interested. They've just been serviced. And the last query that I have is, can you let us know the training that was in 2J, mad, bad, sad, tears, abuse and threats? What's that all about?
Yeah, it's about customer service, dealing with difficult customers. Yeah, so Stephen, Tim, Jenny and Sheridan attend. I've actually had to go, Stephen.
Yeah, no, good. Really interesting conversations we had. It's all about prepping yourself to not emulate the threat, perceived threat that you experience when dealing with your customers, because that just aggravates the situation. You need to literally calm yourself down and bring the other person down, hopefully, by doing that.
So did that training help you with that lady on the phone that day?
It unfortunately, the training happened only after I spoke to
him. It was lucky he was calm though, because he had to change the tire after the sessions.
Are there any other questions or comments on Mr. Baines? Not all those in favour of the motion, please. Thank you, 8-0. So we're now moving on to the use of the common seal. Officer's recommendation on page 43, may I have a movement seconded, please? Councillor Lunn, Councillor Sattler. Mr. CEO, do you have any comments on that?
No, yeah, that's pretty straightforward.
Any questions to the CEO on that matter? Not all those in favour, please. Thank you. Right, now move to 4.2, and I move that the formal move that the council appointing camera for this matter. I need a second for that motion, please, Councillor Ridgway. All those in favour? 8-0, thank you.